She said, look, yeah, but don't touch, baby.
Well, you know, is that It's not registered, so it must be Greg. Must be Greg doing that. Yeah. Carol's screaming, yeah. Who the fuck is that? What is that, Bob? Who's saying that? They're way off tune. They're rooting. Stop the song. I can't stand it.
Could you hear that all the way through?
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
You unmusical freak.
Fuck. I was getting funky there. I mean, I tell you, Zappa has never been funkier than that.
That's right.
I mean,
that is a good
funky
song.
Zappa stuff.
That's a good song. I agree. But no, it's not Zappa. But it's good enough.
Oh, it was.
It's a black attempt to be Zappa. You know, they can't be
totally. What? So all the way through there, where that song, you could hear me doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, that. I'm sorry. That was.
You could
but it's classic, I guess.
Great. Go. You know, later, listen in the archives. You'll hear yourself. And Carol's there screaming, "Turn it off, some idiot!" And I said, "There's nobody here. It's not coming through the board. It's not Bert. It's not Sarah. I don't know who it is."
Oh, yeah.
But you know what, Carol? There's an anonymous here on mute. Is that no?
Okay,
Greg,
go ahead.
That's not Greg's on my line. So who's the anonymous with their hand up? And they won't say anything. They won't admit it. They just fucking sit here. CIA.
It was me. It was me. It was me.
Well,
it was me
okay.
From a while ago.
Oh, it's Alyssa.
I put my hand
okay.
Up.
Right. For a minute, I thought you were Sarah. Oh yeah, Alyssa. Right. Okay. Well, let's. Glad to have you here, Alyssa. Now, we got Greg here, and Greg left a whole bunch of stuff from 6 weeks ago or something, and I have all that ready. Are we going to start here,
you know,
Greg?
You know, I have totally forgotten
what they are.
Why I had those.
Well, we'll talk
about it. I'll gladly go through them, and then it'll be a new discovery for me.
Well, that'll be good. I'm all for that.
All right.
And while I'm scrolling, I got to scroll up quite far. I think they all began with A. So,
yeah,
there it is.
It's like somebody's name, wasn't it?
ADB.
ADB. Well, I've forgotten why I did that. I do know generally what it was, but I couldn't tell you who it is or and what. And they're clips, aren't they?
Yeah, so I'm going to play the first of the bit just for a second.
Okay,
so
just go and play it, and then we'll try and figure out what it all means.
Yeah.
Let's guess who's been the chief foreign correspondent for Newsweek magazine for 17 years, and he's had some exclusive interviews with world leaders and has made him one of the most respected journalists of our time. He's also the co-author of a suspense fiction book called The Spike, which is based on his experiences. Would you welcome, please, Arno de Borchgraaf.
Arnold de Borchgraaf.
I know him well. He was one of May Brussels' enemies in the early 80s. He wrote for the Washington Times. The Washington
well,
Star?
Okay, this is what this was about.
Wait a minute. Before you go into it, I want to finish up here.
Yeah, okay.
Phil wrote, let's see, in reacting to what we were playing, Phil said, Trump's intention is to destroy the federal dollar, and Mr. Powell at the Federal Reserve is assisting this final destruction every time he raises rates. Then presumably comes the RNA drops, back dollar, without the bankster manipulation. Don't assume that, Phil. We could be as bad as the original guys if we get our way. I ain't fucking around, man. I want to be the first official sanquilinionaire. In other words, four levels is quadrillionaire. I want to be the fifth guy, the sanqua, French, sank. C-I-N-Q. I'll be the world's first sanquilinear, so I'm going to rip you
and I want to know
off.
You when that happens.
What?
And I want to know you when that happens.
Yes. And you get on the drops, Greg. You do your homework, study ion. We'll remember you. You have to graduate the right school.
Who's that lady?
Who's that Canadian? They'll be saying, who's that Canadian?
Okay, so the...
Wait. Phil,
yeah.
Part two. My dad bought the 7-inch vinyl copy of this Isley Brothers song back in 1973. I love it. Don't like the annoying backing singer, though. And he says, shut up. He says, shut up at you.
I apologize for that. If I'd known that I was ruining that song, I wouldn't have done it.
No, yeah, I know, Greg. You wouldn't have done it.
I was doing it all.
Know.
I was doing it for myself here.
Yeah, yeah.
I was getting into it here, you know. I didn't realize that I was destroying things.
Yeah. Okay, well, I think, Phil says, sorry, Bob. That becomes Bobster manipulation with my blessing. So he's all for my manipulation. Yes, I started all this shit, so I'm going to finish it.
Can I just say something here? I came home here. I'm in Victoria, British Columbia. I'm just a few hours behind Bob's time now. I'm not in Toronto. And I got back here over five hours ago. I got here. I thought, okay, I gotta get home. So I went immediately. I got home at 6:25 p.m.
Right.
Expecting, as usual, that you know Bob starts playing his music. You know, somewhere around in this time here, it would be between 6:30 and 7 o'clock.
Right.
So I thought, okay, maybe I've got enough time to make a little bit of food, have dinner maybe, or just have it prepared that you know, maybe I can pick away at it while I'm on the phone with Bob. So I'm sitting there, and I've made a full salad with grated carrot and pumpkin seeds and tomato and lettuce, and I've cooked up some, I did some leftover sole and rice. So I'm eating it, and I don't know whether I'm watching television or not or something. And it gets to be about 7:15, so about 45 minutes after I've got home. And I thought, maybe, and what has happened when I was down at my mom's place? Now, I'm going to blame Ion for this. Just to bring Ion up, because that's important to everybody. That wakes everybody up. Oh, we just said Ion. he's talking about Ion. I thought, when I was down at my mom's, at the long-term care facility, I tuned in. I sent those clips to you by email.
Yeah.
And I was tuning in to the feed, and then it all stopped. And I sent you a little note over the. I tried anyway to send you a little note over that, chat function you've got.
Yeah.
A text file.
Yeah.
And I said, "Hi, Bob. I sent you an email. If you could look at it, please," and so on. And the internet just died.
Yeah.
Everything died, and like my mother's internet television, nothing. The computer I had was hooking into nothing, and I went over to the phone though, which is run by the internet, and I picked it up, and I got a dial tone. I'm going, what happened?
Right.
So everything just shut down. So when I at around 7:15 after I'd got home, I thought, I wonder whether there's been some big nuclear explosion or something that's taken out the entire internet.
Right.
And because I haven't heard from Bob.
Right.
The last I knew, the internet was out completely at my mother's place. And I thought, maybe something's gone horribly wrong in the world. Anyway, so I phoned into the call-in line. And I heard this song that was being played. And it was like a very perverse song.
Yes, it was the girl singing about her Bible and getting fucked in the ass, right?
Right. And I thought, maybe something has gone terribly wrong. Because I thought, you know, Bob has maybe, you know, I would say you have a fairly, well, I mean, obviously you've got a very progressive Christian following.
Yes,
or they were absolutely appalled by that song.
No,
I don't know which.
They are Christian.
So I'm listening. I thought, is Bob really playing that? I mean, I could say, you know, I could go, yeah, Bob would play something like that. I can take it. He can probably take it. So And then, you know, it went on a little while. There's some other music. I think it was, you know, I was interested in the music. And then you came on, and then Roxy was on. So I was listening to you and Roxy, you know, talking about things. There were some interesting things being said here and there. And then I thought, I wonder what's happening on television. So while I'm listening to you, I go and I start watching television. Now, for a dollar, I can phone in to, I believe, I'll find out when I get my phone bill. But for a dollar, I can phone in for somewhere around 110 minutes.
Okay.
So I listened somewhere around that length of time. But during that, I turned on the television. I was in the bedroom. I thought, I'll just crawl into bed. It'll be warm. And I was sitting here, and I thought, oh, I wonder what's on television. Well, I had time to watch about two hour-long episodes of Thriller, which was on MeTV. One of them was Jack Carson, and it was quite good, I thought, really, with Boris Karloff introduced it. They're running a whole day or 2 days of the show Thriller from around 1960.
Yeah.
And then I tuned into a bit of Punjabi hockey during a commercial and other hockey, and I'd have time to screw around with the antenna in this room because I've got an antenna that should be outdoors, but it's in this room. And I move it around in order to get the right reception. And I did a full scan. I mean, I had time to do lots and lots of things. Then I was watching Lost in Space with Billy Mumy and Jonathan Harris. And
Ion quotes that show a lot.
Who does?
Ion.
I'm sure he does. He relates to Dr. Smith.
Yes.
So, he's sort of like your Dr. Smith, I think,
okay.
In any respect.
Yeah.
So it was one of the, you know, most of the Lost in Space episodes are, well, stupid. As my father said, I mean, my father, when I would ask to watch, eventually, as I would ask to watch Lost in Space, my father would say, no. And I go, what? And he goes, no, you're not going to watch that. And I go, but why? And he said, this is about 1966 or so, so I'm 10 or 11. And he goes, no, you're not going to watch that. And I go, but why? And he goes, because it's stupid. It's an absolutely stupid program, so I'm not going to allow you to watch it. And he goes, and it's not that I'm going to watch television either. It's just we are not going to spend any electricity or any time watching a stupid program like that. And I was absolutely beside myself. So we're sitting there. My dad's reading or something. The room is completely silent. There's no, the television's in the room. There's nothing on. And then we lived in a semi-detached house. And what can I hear from the next house?
The show.
Lost in Space. I can hear the theme music, everything. I mean, nothing could be worse than sitting in a room, and my dad is just there, you know, thumbing through a newspaper. My mom's, I don't know, screwing around making an apple pie or something. And I'm sitting there doing nothing and hearing the kids next door watching Lost in Space.
Oh.
But my dad's right. It was most, and even Bully Mumy said that almost all the episodes are stupid after a certain point. It started out okay, and then it got terrible. I saw an interview with him the other day on YouTube.
With who?
So,
who?
Bully Mumy. He was the kid.
Okay. I got
it. People might have called it Billy Mummy, but it really, I've learned that his name was Bully Mumy.
Okay.
And so then I'm watching this and I'm thinking, gee, and I'm looking at the clock and I'm thinking, you know, I've been home here for a good 4 hours. I was listening to you and Roxy for at least, you know, an hour and a half, two hours. And so then my head sort of sank into a pillow here and I fell asleep. Television was still on. I had my computer still there. I was going to put my computer away, and I thought, no, I might need it just for some, you know, but not that I have the internet here. And then the phone rang, and it was you. Anyway, that's what happened while the show was going on, and I under normal circumstances in Toronto, I probably would have been listening.
Yes.
But I realized, I was thinking, if this was in Toronto, and Bob said, okay, Greg, you're going to be on next week, I would have been waiting, what, until
4 in the morning.
3 in the morning.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
I sent you, I'm just trying to see what I originally sent. There it is, today's show. I said that Raksh and I might go for 60 to 90 minutes, starting at no later than 7 p.m., so I will call you by 9 p.m. your time. And what time is it now? It's like midnight.
It's almost midnight.
Yeah, so 3 hours off.
Yeah, you're only 3 hours off.